Lioness, a warning for the future. Climate change is perhaps in reality too late to prevent, and the world will see a new inundation of lands, as has been proven to have taken place in the past. Legends abound, many along the lines of through the sins, greed and corruption of the populace, with the gods destroying the city or land. Perhaps amongst the most well known is the legend of Atlantis, or even the familiar Abrahamic stories of Noah's Ark, where God flooded the earth in response to mankind's extreme sin. Here in Cornwall we have our own legend, that of Lioness. Where this originated cannot be confirmed, but it has been written and commented on for hundreds of years by many sources. In one night it is said the towns and people, along with 140 churches, were swallowed by the ocean. The last glacial maximum was around 20,000 years ago, and from that point sea levels began to rise. The coast of what would become Cornwall stretched far out into the ocean, taking in what would become the Isles of Scilly. By 8,000 years ago, Britain had become an island, separated from Europe, and the final events are believed to have been exacerbated by events far away in North America and Norway, causing tidal waves, ending life on any remaining small islands or low-lying land, such as Doggerland in the North Sea. Besides the increase in ocean levels, there is the fact that the south of Britain is sinking as Scotland rises. The huge weight of ice that had compressed the north, and now, millimetre by millimetre, each year, the south of Britain, including Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, tilts downwards. The final separation of Scilly from Cornwall has been suggested at around 12,000 years ago, with gradual rising sea levels ever since. Scilly, from a large island, became gradually separated into smaller islands and islets, totalling about 140, of which now just 5 are inhabited. Around Cornwall's coastline there are a number of sites where the remains of submerged forests emerge after storms have removed a level of sand. Perhaps the best known of these is in St Michael's Bay around St Michael's Mount. There's something that happened so far historically, even before our earliest proto-Celtic language came into being around 1300 BCE, cannot be the source of this legend. That it talks of 140 churches being engulfed along with villages sounds a much later medieval embellishment. There were coastal inundations by the sea, and the English monk John of Worcester notes for 1099, on the third of the nones, the 3rd of November, the sea overflowed the shore, destroying towns and drowning many persons and innumerable oxen and sheep. However, timber from submerged trees at Mounts Bay have been carbon dated to around 1700 BCE. Other preserved organic material shows a variety of trees, included oak, elm, ash, willow and others. Perhaps a later incursion by the ocean some 3,700 years ago might be the basis for this legend, supported by evidence of trees remaining uncovered in multiple storms over many centuries. William Bottener, often known as William of Worcester, when visiting St Michael's Mount in the 15th century, noted, as translated, "The aforesaid place was first closed in a very dense forest, at a distance of 6 miles from the ocean." He does not indicate that he actually saw this forest. William may have just seen the trees from the submerged forest and speculated on what he saw at Mounts Bay. Visiting in the 16th century, John Leland, who saw, "In the bay betwixt the Mont and Penzance, be found near the low water mark roots of trees in diverse places as a token of the ground wasted." In his Survey of Cornwall, published in 1602, Richard Carew wrote, "Moreover, the ancient name of St Michael's Mount was Carra Cows in Clouds, in English, the hoar rock in the wood, which now at every flood encompassed by the sea, and yet at some low ebb roots of mighty trees are descried in the sands about it." In modern Cornish, this would be Carrick Lews in Coos, but within the similar meaning, grey rock in woodland. Some 90 years later, about 1690, resident of Newland, Nicholas Boson wrote, "Tradition calls it Carrick Lewes in Coos, a hoary or venerable rock in the wood or forest, but we have not record extent when this furious inundation made. Wonderful changes upon this part. The bodies and roots of trees lie along the sand betwixt this and Newland, the opposite village, is very evident in winter. I have likewise seen the form of various leaves in the washed earth, as of oak, nut, elm, ash, willow, and holm, etc." The famed Cornish antiquarian Dr. William Borlase discovered the remains of trunks of trees on the 10th of January 1757, but he tells us that these forest trees were not found around the mount, but midway betwixt the piers of St. Michael's Mount and Penzance, that is to say, about 1 mile distant from the mount. Also, that one of them was a willow tree with the bark on it, another a hazel branch with the bark still fat and glossy. The place where these trees were found was 300 yards below the full sea mark, where the water is 12 feet deep when the tide is in. Regarding Lyonesse, Richard Carew wrote, "The encroaching sea hath ravined from the whole country of Lyonesse, together with divers other parcels of little circuit, and that such a Lyonesse there was, these proofs are yet remaining. The space between the Land's End and the Isles of Scilly, being about 30 miles to this day, retaineth the name, in Cornish, Lethauso, and carrieth continually an equal depth of 40 or 60 fathoms, a thing not usual in the sea's proper dominion, save that about midway there lieth a rock, which at low water discovereth his head, they term it the Gulf, suiting thereby the other name of Scilia. Fishermen also casting their hooks thereabouts have drawn up pieces of doors and windows." Although there is evidence of loss of land and possibly villages around Mounts Bay area, it seems with modern scientific evidence that the Isles of Scilly were sundered from Cornwall far too long ago for human stories to have carried us forward. There is evidence on the Scillies of ancient habitation with stone walls seen below sea level on calm days, some re-emerging from the sea at low tides, but nothing that would meet the expectations for those wanting to link the legends to a true history. Perhaps the doors and windows are from wrecked ships, of which there are countless numbers, and the loss of 140 churches is absurd. Between 2009 and 2013, a joint study entitled The Lyonesse Project, a study of the coastal and marine environment of the Isles of Scilly, was commissioned by English Heritage. This concluded that the legend was just that, and nothing more. The later medieval addition of Arthurian myth to the legend, with the added fantasy from poets like Michael Drayton in his 17th century Polyalbion work, and later poets such as Alfred Lord Tennyson, perpetuated the romantic legend, but added nothing to the reality that science provides. Legends from the past, such as Lyonesse, try to explain flooding-related events that happen naturally. Today we face potential catastrophic sea level rises due to global warming caused by mankind. Science has shown which areas of Cornwall will succumb to the ocean, along with heritage destruction. Should mankind survive into, say, the 24th century, and we have not contained climate temperatures, prevented coastal flooding, and changed our ways, what will they say of us? As people view artefacts from the 20th and 21st centuries, littered with plastic tat labelled made in China, will they put this down to our continued demand for growth, corporate greed, and marketing, or perhaps we were uncaring about our environment? Maybe they will be kind and say we were just stupid and uneducated.